right over the center, broke about three tackles, broke it to the outside, then picked up 8 yards.
So USA's drive stalls out and have to punt after 11 plays. Now Cass City's marching down. Quarterback keeper Bryce Fernald gets inside the five, and he's close down to the 3 yard line before he's finally brought down after a 14 yard gain from the 17 down to the 3. Tackle made by USA's number 32, Braylon Ballard. And now first and goal for Cass City from the 3 yard line, a minute 55 left in regulation.
The whole stadium thought Perry had the ball running up the middle there. Good fake. Able to get the quarterback outside and for a huge chunk play.
Now Cass City's going to slow things down here. Dan Banky's been all over at our spotter here tonight. First and goal. Bryce Fernald under center, three men backfield. USA trying to come up with a stop here. Hand off to Alex Perry, trying to go around the right edge. He's close to the goal line. He's down to the 1 yard line, short after a 2 yard gain. So the clock now at a minute 20 seconds. Tackle made by Chase Payne as well as Jeremiah Hahn. A second down goal to go from the 2, and we have a timeout called by USA. Josh Hahn and Eric Gardy want to talk things over with their squad here, trying to make a huge goal line stand and trying to keep Cass City out of the end zone for the third time tonight.
You know, not getting into the end zone really didn't hurt Cass City too much on that play. They're going to eat up another timeout from USA. USA going, when they get the ball back, if Cass City scores, they're going against the wind. It's going to be a tall, tall order if Cass City can punch this in.
A close game. Some didn't expect it. USA is still on the lead, though, by 2 points, but Cass City knocking on the door, and that momentum that we saw shift to the USA sideline, certainly back on the opposite sideline now in the hands of the Red Hawks. 1:17 left in regulation, 16-14. Cass City trying to punch this one in. They stand at the 2 yard line.
I'd be willing to bet Dan's paycheck that they are going to hand this off to Perry.
Well, I hope you accept nothing. Fernald under center. Trying to take the lead here. Man in motion, Alex Perry to the far sideline. Two men backfield, Bryce Fernald on the keeper. Trying to find it in. Touchdown, Cass City! Bryce Fernald and the Cass City Redhawks take their first lead of the night with a minute 14 left in regulation. They march down the field and punch it in, and now they lead by 4 points, 20-16, with a minute 14 remaining.
I think Cass City found a little bit of a soft spot. They've had a lot of luck on the in between the tackles and on that left hand and that left side. They've getting a good push from their offensive line there. Quarterback keeper pumping his legs, getting in the end zone.
Cass City going for two, trying to make this a 6 point ball game. They were not successful in their last 2 point conversion. 20-16, Cass City leading. USA with a minute 14 remaining. USA has one timeout, Cass City with two. Bryce Fernald under center, two men backfield, handoff to Alex Perry, lowers the shoulder. Is he in on the second effort? And they're going to say no. The 2 point conversion is short. No good on the 2 point, and we have a 4 point ball game. 20-16, Cass City leading the USA Patriots on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
When you need hardware, hand, or basic power tools, yard, garden, and barn tools, feed, seed, and supplies for birds, livestock, or pets, head for the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. It's like a general store for farmers, gardeners, homeowners, even wildlife enthusiasts. Whenever you visit, be sure to check for in-store specials. They keep convenience lumber on hand, as well as some emergency items such as power generators and sump pumps. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road, says Go Redhawks!
To 16, Cass City leading the USA Patriots. A tight one and a tight one all the way down to the end. Ed Klump, your thoughts?
Well, just a little bit of time left on this clock. 1:14 USA. They have two timeouts going against the wind, though. We'll see what happens here. Now, Perry kicking off this ball, and we've seen Perry's leg. This may go through the uprights.
Well, that would be a first.
The wind, I think the wind has picked up.
You're a man of some deep thoughts here tonight.
Yes. I'm getting excited about the kicking game, like you, Clark, like you.
It's good to have a fellow fan of the kicking game.
There you go.
So, USA, weighing the punt or weighing the kick, they trail by 4 points, 20-16. Perry's kick comes into the 14-yard line, brought in by Walker Foley. Goes to the far sideline. He's across the 25 and brought down inside the 30 of the 28-yard line, brought in by number 5, Aiden Torres. So USA trailing by 4 points, 68 seconds remain in regulation. It's a 20-16 lead for Cassidy, the USA Patriots on offense.
Yeah, that kick didn't look like Perry got all of it. Looked like you, one of your drives in golf, Clark.
I don't know. That was too good. 1 minute, 8 seconds remain. First and 10 from the 29 of their own territory. USA marching left, right across your radio, starting on their left hash. Coming out in the spread formation. Two wide each way. Counter Gettle in the shotgun. Noah Crum to his right. Trips now to the right. One to the left. Gettle gets the snap. Rolls to his right looking to pass. Cuts back inside. White jerseys all over him. Throws it downfield. In and out of the hands of Walker Foley. A little wide left of him. As there are white jerseys pulling down Counter Gettle. And Walker Foley cannot bring it in at the 40-yard line. Incomplete. 1:03 remains in regulation. Second down and 10 from their own 28.
Gettle running for his life back there. Cassidy doing the usual blitz. So it's tough to let the receivers get downfield when you're with that much pressure. There's just not the time to let the receivers get downfield and get a big chunk play.
Second down, 10. Connor Gettle runs back into the huddle after getting the word from Josh Hahn. USA trying to win a game against Cassidy. They've not done it in 4 tries. Second down and 10. Cassidy leading by 2 points. Two wide each way this time. Connor Gettle in the shotgun. There's the snap. Quick pass. Right down. Braylon Ballard in the slant. He has the first down. Across midfield. To the 40. To the 35. To the 30. It's a track meet. To the 20. To the 15. The 10. The 5. And he's down to the end zone. Do they say it's in? Touchdown, USA! Braylon Ballard with the 71-yard run. And the catch from Connor Gettle. It is good. With 51 seconds remaining, Connor Gettle connects with Braylon Ballard on the slant. In for the score. USA is back on top with 51 points. 6 seconds left. It is now USA 22, Cassidy 20.
What a call by Josh Hahn. Like we were saying, the linebackers coming in hard. That it was a quick slant where the linebackers were and vacated. What a great call. And then it was all a track meet. Fantastic call by Josh Hahn.
71-yard catch for Braylon Ballard. 22-20, USA suddenly back on top. Cassidy took the lead just 23 seconds ago. Connor Gettle under center, going for two, trying to make this a 4-point ball game. Quarterback keeper cuts back inside. He's close, and he is in for the 2-point conversion. USA leads by 4 points, 24-20. On the WLW Sports Network, we will stick with you here. This one is a tight one. Just when all the momentum swung to Cassidy's sideline, USA nails it back. Connor Gettle connects immediately. I mean, he snapped that ball and immediately threw it to Braylon Ballard. He had one target. They connected. Braylon Ballard made it a track meet in for the score.
It seemed like they were sitting on that play all game. They were going to use it when they needed it. It was really well designed, well executed, good throw. Great catch. And he had to make some moves, too. It wasn't like he had a free lane to the end zone.
A 71-yard catch and run for Braylon Ballard into the end zone.
Now did they score too quick? This game has been fantastic. The action we've had in the last minute's tremendous. There's 51 seconds on the clock. Now, Cassidy still has 2 timeouts. And they do have the wind.
That is true.
So this game is not, folks, hold on to your seats. This game is not over.
Just 51 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Just when we thought this one was over, USA fires up the mystical USA chant. Nehemiah Parmenter will kick things off for USA. USA stands at their own 40-yard line. Deep back are 3 backs for Cass City.
I wonder if they're going to
44 and 5. 8